Today is a regular meeting of Tuesday, June 4th, 2019, at approximately 5:41. All members are available, and Mr. Olmos is via teleconference, and Mr. Marlowe and Donna Horton both are here. So we're going to go to item one, opening of the meeting on call to order and the Pledge of Allegiance. Here we go.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, item B. I'd like to make a motion to adopt the agenda for the regular monthly meeting of June 4th.
Second the motion.
Brisa is making a motion. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Three ayes. I don't know why I'm talking so loud. Anyway, it's not. Okay, item one. And so I don't know if you looked at your agenda prior, but we'll just walk through the month as we go, and you holler if you want us to delay on anything here. There's nothing of any significance, really. First, the meeting minutes for Tuesday, May 7th at 5:15, that was our regular board meeting, and then we had the budget hearing. Did you have any changes there?
No.
Okay. So did you have any changes that you were considering, Mr. Olmos?
No.
Okay. So without any objection, would you be willing to approve the meeting minutes for May 7, May 15, and May 28 at this time, or do you want to have further discussion when you get back?
You say you want to have further discussion when I get back?
If you want to. Are you okay with the language?
I'm okay with the language.
Okay with the language.
On all of them?
Yeah, it was just a
Except, okay, we just have one technicality, which is changing the date. It's the right, correct date, but it's just changing it to a Tuesday from a Wednesday. And so that's really it. But if there's everything is good to go with you, then we're going to go ahead and approve the meeting minutes with the change from the Wednesday day, it's a typographical type thing, to Tuesday.
Okay.
So I'm going to move to make a motion to approve May 7, May 15, May 28, 2019 for regular and two special board meetings, with the exception of one just technicality of a Wednesday, saying Wednesday, changing it to a Tuesday, if I get a second.
Second the motion.
Okay, we have a second. Ayes?
Aye.
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 And did you both make that motion?
Yes.
Okay, so we have almost in Ms. Romero, so we're good there. Okay, we're moving on to the financial report, and Ms. Donna.
Yes, this financial report, it shows the vouchers for May 2019. I have subtotaled the expense and subtotaled the payroll on this month, and then I gave you a total for May expenses, which is $248,648.72.
Okay, so she did explain earlier that the first two for food service, there was a one for $9,667 and change for 5-7, one for $523, $57,883 and some change. And then we have on payroll, M&O Title I Fund 2020, $55,504 and change. 517 Fund 220 Title I M&O, $69,070. 522 M&O, $575. 531 M&O Title I Fund 220 Fund 510 amount, $55,946. Bringing that total amount to $181,097.44, in addition to the expense total for the food service coming to the total of $248,648. So, do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. So, With that,
I had a question. On the voucher for May 7th, it's traveling for Becky. Repair. She's the trainee that we approved of that.
Yes.
Class. Okay. And then she's one of the. Okay. And then there was a.
See, we're going to do these vouchers are. These vouchers are down here.
Double.
So, like right now, we're doing this information thing. And then, so we have to do A, Francisco.
Oh, so we're not reviewing
so
these.
So we're doing these other vouchers.
You're just looking at the finance report.
Right, we're doing the finance. And
okay.
So then we can revisit, we can go through those in more depth then.
Oh, okay.
So is that okay?
I just had a couple questions.
That's okay. And so, we're right there. Donna, do you have anything further on your financial? Okay, so we're moving forward from there. So right now, here's my minutes. Hold on. Okay, Mr. Almost, we're completed item 3, the financial report. We're moving into our action items. Can you still hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Item A, a presentation, discussion, and action regarding the approval of the resignation of Francisco Vasquez. And this... This resignation is at his request.
That is correct. He got a job in another school district.
Okay, and we should probably will thank him and send him a thank you card or something to that effect, and thanking him for his service because we do appreciate the time he spent transporting out there, and so we do appreciate that. And so, at his Francisco. Vasquez's request, I'd like to move to approve the resignation of the same.
Second motion.
Ms. Romero seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye. Item B, presentation, discussion, and action approval of the vouchers for the month of May. So this is where we're getting into the big pile of vouchers here. And there's a lot of them, so there is a lot of information there. So if you want to just kind of go through them, kind of just thumb through them page by page here to kind of be familiar. Mm-hmm. So the first one we have are the different funds. The first one, that $46,856, is the biggest one on there, and that's the 01 fund. And then the detailed information, Cafe Mojave, phone services, supplies.
Cafe Mojave, is that the
cafeteria?
Okay.
And
so, yes.
So
yes? And so, did you have a question?
No, I kind of lost you there for a little bit. But
oh, you're now. Going into a hole maybe. Okay, just holler at us when that happens. So, Donna, just curiosity, the services for sports and it's discretionary. That means that something wasn't really necessary for 500.
Which date was that?
Which one are that you was, on as well?
I'm on page 3.
Of the first one?
Mm-hmm.
What date?
The for 500?
5-6. The first one up here is...
Those are the officials, and it's just the wording that comes up with that coding.
Oh, okay.
It's for the official services, officials for games.
All righty. So, and then we have Mule Mountain Pest, Southwest Gas, all, you know, necessary, Verizon Wireless, field trip to the Wildlife Park, Litchfield, okay, Energizer, batteries, and then we're getting back to our maintenance and operations, nothing, no surprises here, right? Indirect costs. And here we're on the number, page 1, voucher 23, where all the teachers, classified personnel, income tax withholdings, Social Security, Medicare, retirement, so forth. And same with, they're all voucher 23, actually, page 2, 1, 2, 3.
Which one are you on? 2? what voucher?
Hmm? 3, 4, 5,
right.
Mm-hmm. And then on voucher 23, there's 6.
Okay.
And that's all just retirement and Social Security. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm on 23, page 8. And that's the same like we started before with the 001 fund. Vouchers, Medicare, Social Security.
That's the 500 one?
Mm-hmm. And then the general journal entry on page 2 of voucher 231. Master entries, that's 575. Credit, debit and a credit for the same. And back on our regular funds, classified salaries. I'm on 24, page 1, 2, 3, retirements, 6, 23, page 1, classified again, 2, 3, I guess the dates is May 19. This is all pretty much everything that we normally handle. It's just as a lot of it because of the closing down at the end of school, right?
And then there was 3 pay periods, so that's another thing for the month.
Right. Back on our food service, and
which one
so now
19,
I'm up
29?
To travel, and oh, that's for that training for Becky.
Which voucher are you on?
I'm on. This one doesn't have a number.
I'm
oh,
on top.
Batch number 1928.
Yeah,
28. And dated 3/20 when we had the training with Becky. And that cost us $1,400, that training.
Yes.
Supplies. So it's kind of the same repeat like Mule Mountain Pest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're getting there, guys. Ace. Electricity, holy moly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to start cranking through these here. I'm up to May 3rd, 21. Fuel, yow.
Mm-hmm.
Ouchie. Okay. So, the last page, the $57,883.
What is this? 16-day of workshop training.
16 days.
16 days of workshop trainings to be completed between September 2019.
Those were the days that were put in by Ms. Janelle Chisholm. She was working with math, specifically middle schools.
Oh, okay.
What was the cost on that one?
I'm sorry?
Was that
1,000?
Okay. How are you doing there, Mr. Olmos?
Good.
How close do you
I'm
get?
Listening.
Huh?
I'm listening.
Okay. We're here.
I can only hear you and you and Breeza. I can't hear anybody else.
Yeah, it's silence in here. You're not missing anything. We're just sitting on bated breath.
On the Palominas district, it says services for the next 3 months for two students, but they only charged us for 2 months. Is that correct?
Yes, at this point, yes, it was. It's just the way it got worded on the, I'm trying to find.
Which page is that one?
It's on the voucher 1929.
Yes.
On the 23rd of May, and it's towards page 15. It's at the last on page 15.
Yeah. That was for April and May invoice for $3,200.
And it's only for those 2 months?
Yes.
Palominas is our preschool service provider.
Mm-hmm. That's where Mr. Vasquez used to take the kids, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't have a preschool.
Yeah.
So we have a, well, that's another subject, I guess.
I think that was it for me. Just, and then you had Mrs. Guillermina decorating the graduation.
Which page, are you closing the end on there?
No. Actually, I went back to page 6.
You went back?
Okay. This is still on the 23rd.
Oh, okay.
On voucher 1929. That's just more like the...
You're at the beginning almost, right?
This one? It's on page 7, yeah.
This one here?
Oh, no, the 57 one? The 57883? That's the one you were looking at earlier.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. So, would you feel okay with that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do we have anything further?
No, that's all. That's all.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Olmos, we went through them and we think we're good there. And whenever you get here, if you wanted to reassess them, it's nothing. No surprises in there. And so if you're okay, we're going to proceed on the vouchers, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion to approve the vouchers for the month of May 2019.
Second the motion.
Mr. Merrill makes a second. Ayes?
Aye.
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 Three ayes.
I might lose reception here. I'm over by where all the canyons are at.
Okay.
Lose reception over here.
Okay, we're going to be going into the returning employees for 2019-2020, and I had already had a conversation with Baton pertaining to this, and so... I'm going to be requesting a motion on that, and I'm going to explain myself to table it. And so just in the event we lose you here, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So item C, presentation, discussion, and action regarding the approval of the returning employees for the 1920 fiscal school year. We've been trying to get these on there for a few months. I've been requesting to get these contracts on here. And something else has come up pertaining to money. And we are working on getting it resolved. But right now, even Denise Baton said that we should probably table these items because we're getting some resolution on the number that the IRS says that we owe. But it was substantial, and we're reaching some conclusions there. But right now, since we didn't do it a few months ago, we're already way behind. Even when we went to training, all of us went to training as a board for the bylaws, and then we went to training for working together as a superintendent and board. But they even said that if we should have handled when I tried to doing these in March, we should have really dealt with this then, and now... We're so late in the game that we're going to have to really reassess this because of this financial strife that we're dealing with. And so with that, do you hear me, Mr. Olmos?
What did Denise Bateson say?
She said that if she would suggest that we table it because we're reaching some conclusions in this thing with our financing, but we haven't, it's not completely resolved. And we only have a couple more weeks till we reach that other deadline that we have again. But she said, in light of that, that we need to, that since we've waited so long already and that we didn't get it on here a couple months ago, that we should just go ahead and wait. And then we might have
Is there another action item in reference to the IRS issue?
No. But we do have, there's several of them here that I'm going to be tabling in addition. Pertaining to our finances, we don't have anything on here on the IRS. We do have an update, and you'll have that documentation here when you get here that can be relayed to you. And it is definitely more optimistic than where we were at. We're not at the $214,000 mark where we were before, where we owed. It is a lot lower. But, again, we have until, like, the 15th to get that resolved. So it's definitely better than it was. So
can I ask Dr. Morales what the status is with the lawyer that was going to take care of the IRS issue for us?
Gentry is the one that has. He can speak to you here himself. He's a little further away. Gentry is the one that has given us the update, and so we have paperwork for you here. But it is not at the over $200,000 where we were before. And that's what I'm saying. It is a lot better now, but we have not, it's not reached its conclusion. So, Mr. Morales, if you have anything further.
The only thing, members of the board, was that in my dialogue with Mr. Gentry today, we had a pending, we had a looming deadline of June 6th, which is the day after tomorrow. So I was concerned because I didn't want to incur any more penalties. So he indicated that that was a standard letter that comes from one of the offices in Ogden, and he recommended that we not do anything because he's in the process of trying to resolve this with the Tucson office, and that he should have some resolution hopefully end of this week, early next week, and then at that point then we would be able to move on, you know, whatever the cost is going to be.
But didn't they say, I think they said that the letter was sent on May 15th, and they gave us another 30-day extension, but they said that the date, the Steinhardt is clicking down on the 15th, not the date that we received it on the 21st, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So, and technically, we have, the date is the 15th, the clock didn't start ticking on the 21st, because that's when we received it. It started clicking on the date that they put it in the mail, which was on the 15th. But at this time, as we speak, the penalties and interest are racking up. But Gentry, because of him, because of that, we've really come to a lot better conclusions than we were at without his input, though. Don't you agree?
And at this point, given the fact that we are working directly with him, it's probably best to just take his recommendation because he currently is working through the IRS, and so... At this point, I'm very comfortable taking this.
Okay, you can't? Okay.
At this point, I'm very comfortable taking Mr. Gentry's legal advice and waiting for him to resolve the issue and then to inform the board and the administration.
Okay, and when do you think this issue would be resolved?
I asked him, and he thought that maybe by the end of this week or early next week, that he felt that there should be some resolution. Again, those are guesses on his part. Sometimes, you know, he'll have the best intentions and then he'll play phone tag with the IRS for a few days. So it's hard to tell. And right now we can only go based on his advice.
Well, and because Gentry is the point of contact now with Nathan from the IRS on Congress Street, that has accelerated the process. But in the end, sometimes Nathan Smith doesn't answer our calls right away. And so we're kind of at their mercy pretty much because sometimes they'll call you right back and sometimes it takes days. So, but it has definitely become a lot more amicable with having Gentry involved, for sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think tabling is pretty reasonable as long as... And I think we need to give our teachers the contract as soon as possible. And if, I think we should probably hold a special meeting just for that.
Well, and see, that's the thing. Well, Mr. Omos, you have to remember that I've been trying to get this done for months, and now we're in the middle of this. We can't really do this until we get this resolved, honestly. And this is per Denise Baton.
By this week or next week, hopefully, hold a special meeting right after to offer our teachers.
After we get the response from the...
Well, we have to wait until we get the response. Well, I'm acting on what Denise Baton said, that we have to roll it back now. Well,
but that's what he's saying, that
right,
after we
exactly.
get the response...
But I just don't know when that's going to be.
Yeah, after we get a response from the attorneys, if we can, schedule a special meeting to get the contracts
for the
students.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That sounds good. Okay, so at this time, we're talking about item B, approval of the vouchers. We've done that. Presentation discussion on item C regarding approval of the returning employees for the 2019-2020. That was the list that has a whole slew of names on there. They're not broken down into certified, classified. It's just like everybody.
No. Can we explain the list?
Okay. It says returning employees.
Yes. It says returning certified and non-certified salaried personnel.
Uh-huh.
And so you have on this list the teachers. And then you have a set of four employees that are non-certified, but they're salaried.
So are you saying that you have them categorized up here?
Yes.
Okay, so tell us where what starts and where it begins.
So it starts with Marcia Bruno.
Well, yeah, and then
it ends with Celia Valenzuela. The four individuals that are not teachers are Celia, Francisco Rodriguez, Julie Morgan, and the fourth individual is Francisca Elias. Okay?
Oh, but these aren't these are not categorized, though, is what I'm saying.
Right, but they're categorized by way of certified and non-certified salaried personnel.
Okay.
As opposed to an hourly classified employee.
Can you repeat those four again, please?
Okay. The four that are non-certified, meaning they don't have a teaching certificate, but they're salaried. And that's Celia Valenzuela, Francisco Rodriguez. The third one is Julie Morgan. And the fourth one is Francisca Elias. Absent those four, the remaining names here are certified teachers.
All of them.
Well, let me add a caveat to Sharon Christie. She's a member of our teaching staff, but she is right now a long-term substitute.
Right, she's not certified.
She's not certified.
Right.
She will be, but she's going to school right now.
Mm-hmm.
Long-term substitute, then.
So that's what is represented on this list.
Okay. All righty.
On the second page, these are classified returning employees.
So you're talking about another whole item?
No, there's two.
I just have one page in mine.
No, there should be a second page right
now. I don't have one. That's why I was confused by this.
Do you have
Here it is. It's in a different section. This one?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
It wasn't with this one.
At the top it says...
Okay. Gotcha.
1920 list of classified returning employees.
Okay, I was wondering why these were in a different section, but okay, that's good.
And this is the list of, these are the hourly folks, our employees that, they're the parapros, custodians, bus driver, maintenance.
Same.
Now, there's one name on that list that should not be on that list, and that is Celia Valenzuela. She should not be on there.
Oh, because she's over
here. She's on the other list.
Okay.
Celia Valenzuela.
Two times.
Yeah, she's on the first list.
Okay.
So we just have to cross her from the second list.
Okay. So that is the two pages of returning employees.
Correct.
Okay. So that would be item C.
Correct.
Okay. So you're okay with us tabling that at this time?
Yes.
Okay.
Ms. Donna, are you coming back? Or?
Oh, yeah, Donna, you're not on this list.
Yes, I can address that. I'd rather address that privately if I could.
Okay. We should have her on the list technically, right? Because she's not on the list.
This is the list of individuals that the administration is recommending be returned.
Okay.
But we have not dismissed her.
No.
She hasn't not been before our board.
Correct.
Okay, so when are we going to be talking about this? Because right now, do you mind if we talk about this in an open meeting, Donna?
No, let's do
okay. So just give us the gist of it without going into anything personal. Because technically, whether she's coming or going or whatever's happening, that's the board, right?
It was necessary for me to provide you a list of names of individuals that the administration is recommending return next year.
Okay.
And so if the name is not on there, then the recommendation is not there.
But technically, we have to have her on here for the board to make a determination whether she is returning or not. And so, honestly, this is your recommendation. That doesn't mean that all these people will be coming back, you know, depending on what our needs are.
All those individuals would be invited to come back.
Right.
I get what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
And it appears that we're going to be having a meeting to address contract issues.
Uh-huh.
I can certainly add it to the agenda.
Okay, so I think we should add her to the list now, don't you think? Because we haven't technically dismissed her. We haven't had that discussion.
But since you're tabling it, it's a moot point. Or if indeed there's a vote to table it, then the list is
okay.
Essentially...
Okay, well, and I think in light of that, it makes more sense to table it because if we can't, that is unresolved. So on item C, I'm going to make a motion to table item C and then go into the decision about Donna Horton on the list. Okay? Can I get a second?
I would include all the teachers.
That's the question. That's the thing. We have teachers, we have classified and non-classified.
Okay.
And
we're then tabling everybody.
Right.
Yeah, and he did let us know which ones were the ones that were not certified. And we had one with long-term substitute, and
you heard that, and then you heard about the parapros and the bus custodians and all that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, so at this time, I'd like to go ahead and table item C. If I get a second.
Second the motion.
Ms. Romero makes a motion do I get a second? I mean, I got a second. Can I get a vote? Ayes?
Aye.
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 Okay. So we're going to do the same thing pretty much with the others because until we get this IRS thing resolved, we're not going to be able to make a sound decision about salary improvement, steps we were talking about initially. But we have on here on one of them for a 5%, one for a 7%. Denise said we can't even consider 5%, 7% at this time. So we need to get some resolution. So on item D, I'd like to move that we table item D in light of the same as item C.
Could I, a point of discussion if I may?
Okay.
I would like, if it's possible, for Ms. Horton to explain the sheet on classified salary schedule.
Do you think it'd be better if we do that when we are able to really get into making the decision, though?
The reason that I'd like her to explain only that particular sheet is because we're dealing with something involving a federal increase in minimum wage.
But that's the one that is initiated on January 2020.
Correct.
And
so the thought of the administration was that if we could explain it,
okay,
and understanding that it's going to be tabled, that it may spur some questions for the next time.
Right.
And we could probably do a lot to explain this so that when you come to vote on it for reals, and that we could probably address the issue now so that the questions aren't there later. Because this particular sheet does have some influence from the minimum wage that we have to address.
But I'm just, my concern is that we're a long ways off from that. So a lot could change, even some things could change up to that point, don't you think?
But this because this is happening in 2020,
right.
I mean, I would like an explanation
of
what's going on.
All
that
right.
way we already have an idea for when we
and
do
it's,
the conference.
It's a relatively simple explanation.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So. Okay,
and,
proceed.
A few years ago, Mr. Almas, can you hear me?
You might want to sit right here, Donna.
Oh, no, I'll just stand up there.
Really?
That's fine, yeah. Several years ago, the state put in place that the minimum wage would be up to $20 by the year 2025, I believe it was. And so this year, in 2020, starting January 1st, the minimum wage goes from $11 an hour, which it is now, to $12 an hour. So in that viewpoint, every column and every line had to change by, I felt, at this point, a dollar. Because if you just put the minimum wage up a dollar from 11 to 12, then that's unfair to all the other lines and as they go increasing. So you couldn't give the top one $12 and then the next one $11.35 or $11.85. Everybody had to be compared to the last fiscal year's minimum wages, had to go up on each classified line. Mm-hmm. And on this page here, this shows us what it's going to cost from their old salary to their new wages.
Okay. I got that. Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we wanted that explanation was that what she just said is different than anything the board would decide as per a wage increase for employees if you chose to do that.
Yeah.
Because this is going to be mandatory, but it is mandatory in January of 2020.
Right.
It is a long ways off.
Mm-hmm.
And the consideration was whether or not the board wanted to reserve itself the opportunity to say, since we know it's going to go up on January 20th in the middle of the contract, should you just accept it in July? As we start this
So you're not talking about 2020 that we're really considering this. You're talking about let's do it now.
Yeah.
And then could really consider it as part of the increase instead of procrastinating.
Yes, exactly. Instead of giving
instead
them.
Instead of hitting us all at once, the big lump sum. Is mm-hmm. that what you're
and then
because
that's,
if you just considered a wage increase as per what the board normally does on a year-to-year basis, your next superintendent would probably be here in November, December, talking to you about what would then be required in January. So we thought, as you consider this, and when you consider it, whether or not you should do it all just at once.
So now, we're talking about classified and...
this would only be for classified.
Only for classified, only
okay.
for hourly people.
Okay. All right.
The
how much of a percentage would be the increase to meet that standard of the minimum wage?
Would that be the 5% or the 7%?
No, this is...
Separate?
This, for the classified employees, for the... I want to be sure I'm being very clear. For the classified hourly employees, we essentially are dealing with two different issues.
Okay.
The first one is the raise in minimum wage, that we have to adhere to what the federal government standard
regardless.
Is. And then the second issue is whether or not, in addition to that, do you want to consider a pay raise for classified hourly employees like you would do in a year?
So are you saying we should do both? Or are you saying you're going to be satisfied with one or the other?
What I'm saying is that you should do both when you go to consider it. But you need to be informed of the numbers of both so it will educate you about how much you want to give.
Okay.
See, the administration doesn't know what it is that you were going to agree on.
Right.
The only thing we know is that in January the 20th, that wage increase will be the law.
Right, we know that. I just know that right now, because of this situation under the IRS, And we had that bad audit from Heinfield and Meech, and then we have the lawsuit that's breathing down our neck, all those things. And I know the lawsuit, that's with our trust, so that's not really going to impact our our budget per se. But that's good to know. So were you leaning towards both of these things?
So all I wanted to do was to give you the explanation about the increase as per the federal law.
Okay.
So
and
that
this is for
when
the...
you, when the board takes it up at the next meeting, that we're not getting lost in the weeds here.
So this is the minimum wage increase.
Correct.
And I would think
you might... Both, how much of an increase would it be? How much of a percentage?
Well, like, let's say line one, item one, line one, it says 12. Line two, 1205. Line three jumps to 1616.
It started out as $11 versus
right.
the 12.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be their increase, I would think, would be their increase not only because it's the state minimum wage going up, but that would also increase their salary.
And so this is here is like one, two, and three custodians, bus drivers,
mm-hmm.
two paraprofessionals, three custodians, head of maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about level one, and that's on the ladder.
Yeah, those are
right.
the steps.
And so
mm-hmm.
then that would mean that like a level one custodian, bus driver, food service person would be making 12. A level two paraprofessional would make 1205. And then a head custodian, head of maintenance would go to 1616. When before it would be 16, is this that same
thing? So this is a paraprofessional. This is what she's making currently. This is what it will go up to when you get the dollar increase in there.
Okay. And but see, these aren't broken down to paraprofessional. We wouldn't know that by looking at this.
No.
And so we will have something a little more accurate on that
sure.
later on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. That helps a lot.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you. So, Mr. Olmos, this is just like, it doesn't say first reading, but it is a lot of information. And in light of the fact that you're not here to really have the papers in front of you, and considering what our legal also said, and considering that we're close in solidifying the thing with the IRS and all that, I'm going to go ahead and move to table item D until our next meeting.
What was Dr. Morales' recommendation on this?
He's asking what you were recommending, Abel.
Well, I would recommend the approval on that simply because I don't believe that the board is ready to address this issue.
Oh, so he's saying you approve the table, right?
Correct.
Right. Okay, so he's backing us up on tabling it for now.
Okay. And that would be another action item to that would be included in the special meeting that we have?
Or a later date, right.
In the near future?
Uh-huh. Which may be...
Because it's all three of them together, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's all three together.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, C and D are...
Any, right.
Yeah, they're part of...
Okay, so that is just the second part of this particular issue, okay? So do I get a second on item D?
Second the motion?
Brisa Romero seconds item D. Ayes?
Aye.
And just for information, items C, D, E, and F
are the same.
It's not that they're the same.
They're
so
similar.
Much as they run together.
Right. And that's I have those.
Okay.
After talking to Denise, also tabling those. So do you want to go through each one of these?
Well, in E, what we wanted to do is we wanted to show the board
the certified salary schedule.
The certified salary with the one step with the at 5% and at 7%.
So the 800 is the ladder. The first one is the ladder. Right?
So what the one step is that the increase for the
$800.
Uh-huh, and that's for the 220 for 2020 or
no.
like right now?
That's right now.
Okay.
That's what we give them every year.
Okay.
We give
okay.
them that step. And then we give them the insurance and the dental. The insurance and the dental went up. When Payne was here, verify this if I'm correct. Payne, that did the audit and went through all that for us, he said that, in fact, giving them the step as it was before the increase and the 800 was really more than the red for red money, right?
I'm not sure about that.
When we had that presentation, he said that last year, that what we gave them was more than the red for red money with the step, because he said a lot of schools don't even pay the insurance.
But he was referring to this school year, not next year's.
Right. I'm just saying, at that time, we were good on that because it was more than what they were already getting. the red for red, right? And so then the second one has a 5%, and the second one has a 7%. Denise said that right now with our financial situation, that we can't really consider 5 or 7 right now. And so we're not really doing the teachers any favors by jumping into this because we don't know what's going to happen right now because we don't have the money. We didn't have the money initially to pay the money for the IRS before, and it's better now, the number, but we're still not, it has not been reached a conclusion.
And I think along the lines of how you've been tabling C, D, and C and D mm-hmm. is to follow through with the understanding that once we get resolution to those issues, that the board can better move or go to discuss which of these three packages.
Well, and it's so complicated. I'm almost glad they were going to be able to think about this because it's a lot to make a snap decision when we're sitting on this bill that we're looking at. You know, don't you agree?
But we did want to provide you the data because I think it affords you the opportunity to review the numbers, ask any kind of questions you may have, and then when you come to the meeting where this is being considered, I'm hoping that the meeting will go well, will be more efficient.
So, okay, so the 5% has nothing to do, the 5% or the 7% has nothing to do with the...
Were the salary going up in January?
No,
that's totally separate.
The 5%. The 5% was put there because we are getting 5% as per the red for red money.
Yes.
This is the second year of the installment. There is a 3-year installment that Governor Ducey and the legislature put forth.
Mm-hmm.
The first year was, I believe it was 9%.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the year that we're in right now. Next year, it's at 5%.
Mm-hmm.
And the third year would then be 5%.
Okay.
So the thought of the administration was, if indeed that 5% is coming into the district, that would just be one of the packages. The third one was the addition of 2 extra percentage points, which makes it 7%, because we had an increase in ADM.
Yes.
And so when you see an increase in ADM, there's an increase in revenue to the district.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wanted to make sure that the board would be able to consider either a very conservative one-step increase and the insurance is paid, or a 5% increase and the insurance is paid, or a 7% increase and the insurance is paid. But we wanted to give you the opportunity to address that issue, discuss it, ask questions.
Didn't I hear you, Don? You said it was really the red for Ed money. Did you say that?
Yes.
And Denise was confused by that, our legal. She said, where did that come from?
Because in the base level amount that the state gives us,
mm-hmm.
in that is $111, which is allocated for red for Ed money.
$111?
Per student,
okay.
Mm-hmm. So out of that $4,150, the $111 I subtracted out, and I just took that $111 times the ADM, and ADM. That came about to about $43,000.
$43,000. Denise was really taken aback by the 7%. She said, we can't afford to do that. She was really shocked.
So the 5% is more like the red for red that they
yes.
set that are teachers. So how about in January? Do they get another raise?
No.
The salary teachers?
No.
They don't?
No. That is only for hourly people. Anyone who wants a McDonald's, the ones here, the ones at Walmart.
So if their salary, they stay at their salary.
But the minimum wage could change. That is when it's really going through in 2020 for the minimum wage that we talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, we don't have to touch that until then.
Yeah.
But they're just saying we can.
They're unrelated to the certificated employees.
Yeah. I thought they would get an additional bump up also because of the,
Now,
that's why it almost makes much more sense to me to wait till 2020 to do that, deal with one of these, but and not throw them all of them at once.
And I understand, but also it's going to affect us a lot when we throw it all at once.
That's what
in
I'm saying.
January,
we can't.
In January, so my thing would be to do, my thing would be best to do some of it and then do the rest of it in January. So that way we're not hit by a lot. I mean, I'm not saying the 7 or the 5. I just don't want it. I don't want the school to be hit by all this lump sum of money that.
Well, let me tell you this.
It's going to be hard.
I've been on the board a while, and people have been complaining about that. But the fact is, I do have a history with how it's been. Mm-hmm. I know that we have never had a bad audit in over 12 years. I know that we haven't been in debt in over 12 years since Ms. Marsh was here. And she left us $200,000 in debt. We've talked about that. We have never been in this place in 12 years. And so I'm just telling you, after I talked to Denise, she said, we have to really, we should literally be talking about a freeze on all spending until we get this resolved. And so we are the people that we represent, the taxpayers, and by that, we have to really be cautious and just make sure we get all this under control before we jump the gun. That's all.
The position of the administration is, we don't have a problem with waiting until we get resolution with the IRS.
Which is not very far away.
That is not, because it's not going to be very far away. Okay, that's number one. Number two is that the Red for Ed money is real. It is a 3-year installment.
And so
the recommendation in that second package is to take those funds and just turn it around and provide it for employee raises. I don't know that that could be done last year because we had declining enrollment. This year, though, we have not had declining enrollment. We've had increased enrollment. And so as a result, that's why we offered the 7% package. But it's merely a recommendation for the administration. Mm-hmm. The board clearly makes these calls. But we wanted to be able to provide you with the numbers and provide you with the information. Your statements about classified employees is a valid statement, but we see that as being separate and different than any raise that a certificated staff member would get. But it is important in that you have to be able to see the total cost, because the total cost is going to be something that the board is going to have to review. So we just wanted to provide you with this, but we know that there probably is going to be a meeting soon where you will have to give the administration direction in terms of what should we put on employee contracts.
So here's the other thing. Why don't we talk about that? Because whenever Payne was here, why don't we, when we revisit this, why don't we have a Red for Ed breakdown about from the first year? Because I think that when you see the first year, the second year, house broken down, what they say we're supposed to give the second year. And because I know that it fizzles down as the amount comes down every year. It goes down, right?
It's 9, 5, and 5.
Yeah.
Okay. So the other thing is, I looked at some of our records. Do you know that in 2013 and 14 or 14, 15, we had 327 students. And so that's the thing, is that our population can fluctuate, it can wane, and ebb and flow, and we don't, there's no guarantee about that.
Understood.
And so that's why we have to anticipate our funds and our finances. We can't jump the gun and get too, you know, have money raining down, because anything can happen. We had a big drug bust 1 year. It was when our eighth graders are graduating, and not kidding, we lost like, I don't know, 20-something kids, bam, they were gone. They weren't even here at graduation, and it just happened overnight when they found that tunnel. And you just never know what's going to happen, you know.
Yeah.
Not that we want that to happen.
All we can point out is what happened this year. And what happened this year is that when we opened the school, we had 292 kids. When we closed the school, the last day of school, we had 316. Mm-hmm. We had a top enrollment of 321 kids, and we lost a few right at the end in the month of May. So we dropped to 316.
Right.
But at the 100th day, which is what the state really uses, we were right up there around 315, 316. Now, they don't give you credit for all 315, 316, because they have to look at the enrollment and whether or not the children or were they, what was their attendance like. But we can safely say that in comparison to last school year, that there was an increase in ADM.
Right.
And that's what we felt comfortable saying about the 7% increase. But again, it is up to the administration to present you with packages. It is the board's decision on what you want to do.
Well, and that's why I just want to clarify, because it's been said that we've never been anywhere near 300. And I told you that wasn't true. And that's why I looked it up. And we were at 327, you know, for a couple years.
I have no doubt. You know. All I can tell you is what happened this year.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So what do you guys think? You're okay with tabling item E at this time? Because that's regarding the approval of certified contracts.
Well, yeah, because we're tabling the other two, so
right.
And that's part of it. So.
Okay, and I'll talk to Denise again about this, because once we start rolling into the next couple of weeks, we have our deadline approaching, right, with the IRS. I mean, that's just on the 15th.
How much money is involved with this IRS now?
Well, we were talking about $214,000. We talked about it earlier today. We've rectified some of it. We've got some payments in there. Right now, we're looking at about 38 by the number. Donna said it's gone down a little bit more. And so, but when we first started this, we had $100,000 sitting to work with, and we had a bill of $214,000. And so now we're down to 38. And so it's doable now, but we're still racking up penalties and interest. And so, but then we have that. Then we have the the Heinfeld and Meech, that thing, that bad audit there. And then we have the other thing with that attorney out of Phoenix with Russo. But the thing is with that is that the trust will handle the lawsuit, and so we don't have to worry about that's not going to come out of our pocket. The trust. That's what that trust is for that. So that's not coming straight out of our pocket. So that
Donna says she'll make copies of the IRS.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Okay, so with that, and to tell you the truth, the person that I had to answer to that was higher up said that we need to start discussing it because the taxpayers have a right to know about the money. And that it's not fair to not mention it because it does exist, this problem. And so that is a lot of people, I've been sitting on this, that people don't understand why I've been questioning the money and asking about the money and worried about the money. And when I happened to deal with this, because I was a point of contact with the IRS, and then we have an attorney on board now, and he's handling it, but it was directly being directed at me. And they were saying the board has a liability there in addition because of it, because we weren't aware of it. We didn't do anything. We didn't know about it.
Ms. Walker, I'm happy to agendize it at the next meeting. It's just that we have been under legal counsel.
Right.
And legal counsel has been reticent about what it is that we can say.
And that's the thing. It's a legality, but it is also reality. And so now that we're getting... things are looking more optimistic and things are better. It's something it didn't seem doable, and we're getting to where we're getting it under control. We hit a 30-day that we were on the hook. They wanted their over $200,000 that day. We got an attorney. He has extended us, and so we're doing better than before, since there's somebody that has as a specialist in this field. And it was very awkward for all of us involved, you know, to deal with, because we didn't know what was real and what wasn't. And so, but anyway, so it is better.
I think that we should table this item until.
Okay. And there's a couple more that we're probably going to do the same. So pertaining to item E, I'd like to move to table this item until we solidify some of the other our business.
I'll second that motion.
Mr. Ramos seconds. Ayes.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, item F.
Ms. Walker and members of the board, what we wanted to do here was share with you a sample because of, in consideration of the two board members that are new as of this year, we wanted to share with you what a certificated teacher contract looks like, that it runs three pages, There is the non-certificated professional contract. And then the third one is after the next blue sheet. It is a notice of appointment to
Oh, so that's what you're on F, and they're talking about the certificate of contract.
I'm sorry, I jumped it. No, it's still part of that. Notice of appointment of at will position, and that's the letter that we give our classified employees.
These are the three letters that are given to our teachers. Well, not our teachers, well, but depending on our staff.
Certified staff gets that first three-page mm-hmm. document. That is their contract, if you will.
Okay.
The next one is a one-page document, and that is for the certificated, non-certificated professional contract.
Okay.
And then the third one is a. It can't be considered a contract. It's almost a letter of employment. It's like they're at-will positions, and those are our classified employees.
And these are for, for teacher's aide? And
these would be for teacher's aide, custodians,
grounds. Is that the second page?
That's the third page.
No, but I mean on the list of...
Yes.
Okay.
We just wanted to show you an example of
the certificated and non-certificated.
Thank you.
Correct.
Thank you for doing that. I appreciate it.
And so then you'd have the name on there and the salary.
And then once the board gave the administration direction about a salary package... Then Miss Horton then fills in the blanks, so to speak, and then those are the contracts that are then signed by the board, and then signed by the employee.
So that's why you wanted to move forward with the 5% or 7% increase, so that we can fill in the blanks for our next special meeting with the teacher contract.
So that at least you'd be armed with the information, be able to ask questions. I think the next meeting, when we go to hopefully take action on this, that way you have the data, you know what the contract looks like, you have a better asset, you can then give us direction. Mm-hmm. So that's why we wanted to include it, because Ms. Walker, I know, has seen these, because she is more experienced on the board, but... You two came in January, so I don't know if you had seen these contracts.
No, I haven't.
Okay. That's why we wanted to put them out there.
Got an idea of dealing with contracts from
when
we first started. Some contracts.
Yeah.
Hmm?
She had an idea?
Of how the contracts
work. Oh, okay. All right. I thought you were saying.
What do you think about that? About going back to item.
But see, we wouldn't be able to know until we have a response from the attorneys.
I would go ahead and consider that 5 or 7. There's just no way in creation.
But they do get their 800, right? That's for sure.
That's what Mr. Morales and I talked about. I went 2 months ago when I wanted to get the contracts on the agenda. We didn't get them on there. And I asked again to get them on there. We didn't get them on there. But that's what I wanted to do then, was do the contracts as is with the 800, with the step, and then the additional, because the insurance with the dental and the medical all went up. And then so we agreed to pay the additional medical and dental. The cost had gone up. And so I was talking, I wanted to do it a couple months ago, just as is with the step, mm-hmm. and then talk about later amending it. But it didn't happen. And so that's why at this point, with all this other stuff, it's kind of...
But after we get the response from the attorneys, we would be able to decide on these, right?
On the
5 or 7?
Right.
So okay. Is there any way...
Or the first one, which is the ladder with
the... Ladder.
The
yes.
Right.
This one, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Right. So that's the three samples. That's why you have a sample on there? Yeah. Okay.
My recommendation is that when you're going to be considering the contract... to be able to consider it with the three options on the table.
Right, that's what I was going to ask. Is there any way to for each teacher to have three different contracts
options
on there?
Right.
When one would be with the ladder, those one would be with the 5%, and those one would
we
be...
Have
okay,
here.
There.
Yeah,
right.
It's here.
So that will give us the three options to play around with, depending on how our financials are doing at that time. That'd make it easier, right, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So, that is a certified. for non-certificated. Okay, so that is item F. Item F, that is the classified.
So item F is more of a just a discussion item. We just wanted to show you the contracts. So I don't know if that's something you want to table or if it might be best just to table it so that we can consider it all.
I think so, considering you've done all the others, unless you want to give us a...
I think it's probably going to be safer to just table it.
Okay. Alrighty, in light of our other two agenda items, item F, I'd like to move to table that item as well.
I'll second it.
Mr. Almost seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
It was almost seconded?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's classified. Okay, so next we have presentation, discussion, and action regarding the approval of the supplemental pay for additional hours worked after normal working hours for the Azella, Ames Science, and Asmerit. And I think we've discussed this before, and initially that came up whenever I questioned it because of the way we'd done it in the past, and Denise Baton was the person that said that we shouldn't be doing that because it was called double dipping, so we've gone through all that. So he's modified that from before with every other people involved. So in light of that, I'd like to move that we approve item G.
I'll second that motion.
Mr. Ramos, Mr. Romero.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Second, ayes?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Alrighty.
So, item H, presentation, discussion, action regarding one kindergarten parent request to attend school before their fifth birthday. And so we've dealt with things like this in the past. And so here's the thing, is that this is one day. This kid hits the mark by one day, misses the mark by one day.
What is the actual date?
September 1st.
Right. And so that's the thing, is that, so here's my theory and the way I've always kind of worked with this, and I don't know how you guys feel about it, and that's why I do value your opinion to see how you feel about this. So let's say that this man says that, well, my son is only one day off the mark. So then the next person says, well, my son's only 2 days off the mark. So here's what I think is fair. Is that what we've done in the past, and we only have one teacher here. So what we've done in the past to not say, well, you did it for him, you didn't do it for him. One thing that I helps kind of solidify it is to have him tested. And then if they have him tested, then we can say that, yes, he's ready. Ms. Maud, do you have an opinion about this?
Well, you can have them tested to, like, do they know the colors or... You know, hold a pencil, and in some cases, I know it sounds funny, but I have actually had them where they weren't potty trained at all. So
do you think it's unrealistic to, and instead of saying one day's okay, 2 days, now 3 days?
I think if you work it like that, you definitely need to make it where it's a case by case
basis. But we can't be saying, veering too stray off the course from one day versus us playing school god, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
From reading this letter right here, it says, my son just graduated Cobra del Sol Head Start and is ready for rigors of your curriculum. Please take the time to consider my son. So I think based on that right there.
But see, we haven't verified that, and that's why I'm recommending that have him tested. Then we can say where he's at. And then
I think it's more of a thing, you know, we should trust it and take their word for it.
I'm just saying you could be setting yourself up for the precedence. Mm-hmm. That you could get hit with another, other people saying, well, you took one day. I'm just saying if you do have him tested, it's not going to hurt anything. Mm-hmm. And if he went to Pueblo del Sol, he's probably going to be pretty sharp anyway.
He'll probably pass it, yeah, if he did.
So I think that, I just recommend the testing so we have something to fall back on. If somebody comes forward and said, well, you took him, how come you took him, you don't want to take my kid? Where do we draw the line? 1 day, 2 days, 3 days? And it should be on a case-by-case basis. Oh, Ms. Mott, she has her hand up.
Knowing how Ceci and all them work up there, I believe there is also information in their CUME files up there that they can let us know how they are.
That, like, they can send to...
They can either send it or we can go up and look at it.
Are you saying we might not have to test him? Are you saying we might not have to test him and just go on?
No, I think they do some end of the year things that would probably be able to tell you when they're ready, that they're ready to come.
So that might be a good backup plan instead of just making our own decision to get the records. How do you guys
feel
about
that?
But
I think that testing is a good idea.
Mr. Morales has his hand up.
The recommendation that I was going to make is that the board pass this pending the kindergarten readiness test. I was then going to communicate with the family to bring the youngster in. We have a kindergarten teacher here that is working summer school. And so we can ask her to do the readiness test. If the young man does well and he appears to be ready as per what the kindergartner teacher says, then we move forward. If the kindergartner is not ready, then we inform the parent that we cannot accept them because he's not ready.
So why don't we do this? Why do we not do it now until we do the readiness test? Because if we say we're going to accept him and we don't know how that... I'm anticipating it's going to go fine.
We can do
that. It sounds like... What do you guys think?
I like his idea.
Because I just see they were still testing him.
I will communicate with the parents tomorrow, ask them to be brought in, and then I'll bring you the results at the next meeting, and away we go.
Okay. I feel better. Then we have a... Like, it's something now, kind of in place.
Out of transparency, I wanted to indicate to you there was a second parent, but the second parent did not submit any documentation, so I didn't move forward.
Well, see, that's the only reason I mentioned the testing, because then it gives you a backup plan that you didn't just at a whim decide what day, according to...
What I was going to base it off was, like he just said,
right.
If they didn't provide any documentation, then, oh, well.
They might, but
if they do provide some documentation and they show the effort that this kid is interested in attending, then yes,
you can do the same thing and get tested.
But if in the future somebody else comes up and gives us a letter like this one, I have no problems with it. But if somebody wants to complain that you did it for so and so, how come we didn't do it for so and so? Well, so and so provided a letter and you did it.
But see, that's why I always try to have a backup plan for it. Doesn't look like he could be your friend. And people make all kinds of crazy accusations. Not that it's true.
I have no idea who this person is.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying if you have something in place, it makes it.
But the testing just keeps us on the safe side, to be honest.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that that way it's not like we have a reasoning behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of just saying, well, I believe this, we can say, well, this is how we proceed depending on how close they are. Because I guarantee you it has happened before. Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with that.
Okay, perfect.
I'm sure that this kid is going to do well.
Okay, so in light of that, do you guys want to make a decision now, or do you want to go ahead and wait till the next meeting and do the testing? Because I think that's really how we should proceed.
Back to you at the next
okay.
meeting.
So let's just say on H that we're going to allow the child in light of the testing, just to make sure that we're being transparent and that we have a procedure to follow, not just at a whim that we're allowing certain children, and that he will be tested, and that we will revisit at the next meeting, depending on the outcome that we anticipate will be growing.
And I think this also sets a good precedent, because there is a likelihood in probably July and August that you will get a couple more.
Right.
I mean, it seems to be pretty standard in elementary schools.
Right.
So from that standpoint, you then have some precedents for which to...
In place.
See, he submitted his letter May 16th, so he's very interested in his son to be coming. And that, I would take a lot that in consideration a lot.
He's on top of it.
He's on
sure.
top of it.
Yeah.
He's trying to...
So we'll test him, and I'll bring you back the results, and then I think you can better make a decision.
Well, I think it's going to be easy to do. So.
I don't know who the parents are. Do you think that's going to be a problem with parents to test them?
They've been pretty responsible. And
it's not like asking them to get, something bad. It's just so we have a little backup plan instead of us just making on a whim, deciding who we want.
Okay.
And it looks like they're pretty committed. So, and anticipating that there's going to be a grade A outcome anyway. I mean, I don't think this kid's going to have a problem whatsoever. But with that, I'd like to make a motion to table it until we do some follow-up work on it and validate that, and we will revisit it and anticipate that he will be in kindergarten.
I'll second that motion.
Mr. Elmo seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Okay.
If there is a special board meeting, I'd like permission to be able to bring this one back to you because I think I can have them tested in the next few days.
Yes.
Okay. If they're in town.
All right. And we might have some others, too. So, alrighty. So, item I, presentation, discussion, and action regarding the board meeting calendar dates for the remainder of the calendar year, July through December. And you know what? I realized that we don't really need to do this because we already have it set for the first Tuesday every month. And that's our... until we change that, so I just didn't know
because I know that in July there is no set meeting date, and I didn't know if maybe with your next superintendent you wanted just to set the July one, and then you can set the rest of them after that. But the reason I put this here is because as you go to set the next meeting in July, I didn't know what date to use.
Well, it is the 3rd. So, tentatively...
Are we doing Wednesdays or Tuesdays?
Huh? The first Tuesday...
Even if you just wanted to set the July one.
Because we don't have a July... Do we have a July?
The July 3rd meeting?
That's a Wednesday.
Yeah,
that's so what
July
is the...
2nd.
We don't have
the
a...
July
4th.
2nd is a Tuesday.
What's the first month? The first Tuesday is what?
That's
the 2nd?
July 2nd.
So, okay. So, normally we have our thing just set for the first Tuesday of every month. Is that, guys, do you think that's too tight?
That's fine.
That's
okay.
Fine.
So let's just...
Well, it's because we had Mr. Olmos' schedule was the one that was changing.
Yeah.
All right.
But then it changed again.
So is it going to conflict with your schedule, though?
It doesn't really matter at this point.
So do you want to go ahead and stick with that? Let's just set the next meeting and not set the whole calendar year then, because we already have our date set for the first
July
Tuesday.
July 2nd?
Right.
5:15?
Is that okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's tentatively, instead of setting it for the whole year, because depending, because right now we're set for every Tuesday, let's set our next meeting for July 2nd. And if that conflicts with your schedule or something, we can work with that. And that would be the first Tuesday of the month. Do I get a second?
A second.
Almost a Romero. Second. I put Olmero. No. Almost. Romero. Sorry. I'm trying to write them both. Second, eyes.
Aye.
I'm getting all jammed up on my thing here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, J, presentation, discussion, action regarding setting a date for the special board meeting to approve the 19-20 proposed budget. So the budget still has to go to state first, though.
No. The proposed budget has to come here first, then it goes to the county school office, and then to the state. It has to be proposed, and then by the 5th of July, it has to be sent to the state, and by the 15th, of July, this has to go with the adopted one. So, also in July, you'll need to do the adopted budget. So, we need a proposed budget date. I just got the forms. I've got most of the worksheets done on the budget. So, I should be done by the end of the week with the budget. It has increased, and it looks...
Okay, so we're just talking about setting a date for you to have a special meeting to do the budget. So what's your idea of when? Do you have an idea?
We could do, the 11th or the 12th next week. Or we
what
could
day is that?
Would you be bringing other items with it also?
Hopefully the teacher contracts and hopefully mm-hmm. the
we're not going to have that resolved until the 15th. I'll tell you that
so
right now.
So then you want to make it the following week, the 18th or 19th?
If
we
that's
do that.
The case, then I would rather go the 19th.
What day is that?
Which is a Wednesday.
Wednesday. It's a Wednesday.
Wednesday? Okay.
Because then we can rope in probably all the other ones that we've tabled and get them done.
Because we're talking about the 18th.
The 18th would work for us, too.
18th Wednesday.
18th Tuesday.
The 18th is a Tuesday.
I mean Tuesday. A Tuesday at our regular time, at 5:15.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So 18th?
And 18th.
18th or
19th
is fine.
18th through 19th is fine.
Tuesday, June 18th.
Or Wednesday the 19th.
Okay, so let's go to see how it unfolds, right?
I'll be done with the budget by then. So
okay.
We just wanted to give us.
It's
going to
depend on the IRS thing because that's the 15th,
mm-hmm.
Right?
That's on a Saturday, so the 14th is the Friday.
And so by the 18th or the 19th, we'll have it solid, pretty
mm-hmm.
good there. Okay. So you guys want to anticipate the 18th or 19th? Do you want to nail one down?
Just 18th is fine.
Okay, let's do the 18th.
That is a Tuesday.
We got to make a decision on that, right?
Right. That's what we're just trying to set it.
The 18th will be.
Okay. So we're kind of on board with the 18th at 5:15. Ready for us to make a motion? Okay. Pertaining to item J, I'm making a motion, ask for a second. To set the meeting for June 18th at 5:15 for our special meeting to solidify our budget.
I'll second that.
Mr. Elmo's seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
And that is with the understanding that those items that have been tabled that we can bring in, we will.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll talk to legal about that too, because that is where I got that a lot of that from. You know.
Talk to legal about.
About. We have to solidify that we have all this rectified with the IRS.
Yes,
before.
Yes, of
okay.
course.
That's what I about that. Okay, item K, presentation, discussion, action regarding the Prop 301 performance plan pay. So tell
us
about this.
So I present to you the 301. In consideration of the new board members, the 301 plan is a performance pay plan that I think all public schools districts do, and this is a plan that was passed by the previous board back in its November meeting. The administration got together with a group of teachers, and we essentially drafted the plan that we then brought to the board for consideration. There was a 3-0 vote for this performance pay plan. And with the accompanying elements of what the teachers would be able to do to then be eligible for the 301 monies. And there is a cover sheet to the 301 plan. I wanted to show you the plan because I didn't think that you knew about the plan. And then Ms. Morgan was kind enough to put together a cover sheet that essentially explains those measures where we were successful as a school and those measures where we were not successful.
So you did this cover sheet?
That was probably it. Yeah.
So the measure of reading progress, we didn't, but we had a drop about 1.6%.
Yes, we did not make it in reading progress, and we did not make it in math progress.
1.3% drop.
And we saw a 1% drop or 1.4% drop in attendance. So those three are fairly disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had done quite a bit of professional development with our teachers.
Across the nation, these are the three things that are issues, and it's not just us. And so math and all these things, is pretty much across the board. Don't you agree, Ms. Morgan?
I agree.
Yeah. So, and attendance, too, is a big issue. So
We have a rating number 4, which was the quality survey by the parents and the quality survey by the students. Those two were very successful. And then we met our Azella test English proficiency. We met that objective. We indicated that 5% of our students would be reclassified. And we reclassified 5% of our students as a result of the Azella test.
And what was the requirement on that?
The students take the test, and as a result of taking the test, if they are reclassified out of English language learning instruction and into the regular instruction, that counts as a plus, and we were able to meet that at the 5% goal that we set.
So what is a high, what's a high and a low, do you know?
I mean, you know what, I don't know.
That's all right.
I don't know the number.
That's okay.
So
I was just curious.
Given that the school met 3 of the 6 measurements, then the teachers do receive their payouts on the following two checks, which is June 14th and June 28th.
Okay, and you have, what, can you tell us about how much monies are involved there?
Ms. Horton?
Each paycheck for the 14th and the 28th will be
$3,367.
$3,367.
Mm-hmm. And solely the teachers receive that pay.
And that's for all the teachers?
Yes.
And that's per pay period?
Yes.
It's only certificated.
Only certificated.
Only certificated teachers.
Certificated.
So it's a total
per pay period?
14 teachers.
So that's an increase that's going to, say that one more time.
$3,367. And that's on the 14th paycheck and on the 28th paycheck for each teacher.
Okay. And for how long?
For how long? Just that one paycheck.
Okay. All right. That's good. Okay. You guys have any questions?
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay. Pertaining to item K, I'd like to move that we approve the Prop 301 performance pay plan for the fiscal year 18-19. And good job.
Thank you.
I'll second that motion.
Ayes?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Pass that on to the people that aren't here today.
Please.
We really appreciate that, and that means a lot to the kids, and it's a good, big deal. So, item L.
This is a continuation of what we had on the discussion at the May board meeting, and what I did this time is just put it on discussion action, which I should have done last month.
Well, you don't even have to really make it an action item, but I think it's a good idea.
And so if you move to approve this, then I will move forward with this. And more than likely, Ms. Bruno will be following through with this.
And, you know, you can have, like, as long as you have the people, you can have 2 and 8, 2 and 7, 2 and 6, or you can have, you know, mix it up that way. But the thing about STEM is that it really promotes the science, technology, engineering, and math. And it really kind of launches them into careers. It teaches them. They even learn how to do a handshake, how to dress. They also can, if they really stick with it, that one of the field trips is like to Louisiana this summer. And so they might see some other parts of the country they might not get to see otherwise. But they're like required things they have to do, but this explains all of it. But I think it's really great because that's the way the world is moving in that direction, is with technology and engineering. And I think that if these our WIS kids have an interest in that, that it could really solidify their careers just right off the bat. So what do you guys think?
I like that.
I think it's good.
Yeah. Okay. And you think Ms. Bruno would be willing to be the officer to oversee them?
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And there's no cost.
She is a science teacher, right?
Huh?
She is a science teacher, right?
Scientist.
Yeah, and the good thing about it, too, is it doesn't cost us anything. Normally, it costs $400 per student, but they just got a grant. And so it's free, and we don't have to pay for anything. We do have to transport our kids, but other than that, once that grant is done, hopefully that'll kick in again, because each student would have to pay $400 to attend STEM. And so with that, we don't have to pay a thing. So I think that's how do you argue with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with your guys being on board, I'd like to move that we approve the STEM program and our student ambassadors and promoting their futures.
I'll second that.
Mr. Rommel seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye. So we have one more here. Presentation, discussion, action regarding an approval of the employee holiday and work schedule.
I'd like Mr. Walker to, I'd like Ms. Horton to please outline the various calendars we have here.
Okay, we have, since we have a variety of positions in this district, each one pretty much gets their own calendar. There's the first one is for paraprofessionals, the second one is for custodians and the bus driver. The next is for the technology coordinator, and the next technology assistant, the parent receptions liaison, food service worker, food service manager, business manager, and teachers. this schedule shows everybody what holidays are paid and what holidays are not paid. When they come back to work, when they start, how many days they work for the year. So it varies on each one a little bit.
So
the 12-month people, like,
and the custodian, he's on, probably has more days, right?
Right, they get more days than the teachers do. They're getting more holidays than the teachers do, paraprofessionals.
So do you think we should do this now?
This is just a calendar of when they do come back to work that they'll need to see.
We don't think that any consideration of salary is going to alter this schedule.
Right. And so this is kind of in line with the other districts in the area.
And this is the way that they've been presented in the past years also.
And if we ever needed to mend something, we could always revisit it too, huh?
Yes.
I think what's important is that those federal holidays be on here. It looks like they are.
Yes, they are.
You happy about that?
Yeah.
It's like the, it's like, good thing, you and your family, huh? You deserve that time to have with your family, for sure. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay, with anything further, I'd like to move to approve item M.
I'll second that.
Almost seconds, ayes?
Aye.
Aye. Three ayes. That concludes the action items. Moving on to reports, item A and the superintendent's report.
So summer school is in session, and through the 2 days, we've had the first day's enrollment was 71. The second day enrollment was 78. That was today. I sent the members of the board a cost breakdown in your Friday report of the cost of the program, which we are, it's well within the budget that I originally set. I don't believe there's a need, based on the 78, even if we go up a few more students, for any more teachers or any more staff. I think we're good to go. The instruction's going well. Teachers have responded very well to giving homework every day, making sure that it's academically focused, and that it's an intense focus on English instruction. So I've been walking through the classes, and I've been very happy with what I've seen. In addition to that, every morning we do exercises with all of the students in the gymnasium.
And Ms. Morgan's leading you through that?
And Ms.
That's
Morgan
nice.
Has taken the mantle of leadership there.
All right.
And so she's done very well leading, and every day gets a little bit more strenuous.
I'm going to join them.
And so if you want to come over, it's at 8:05 every morning, and we exercise for about 12 to 15 minutes, say the pledge, and then they're off to learn. So, and understand that we could not serve lunch.
I saw that.
And that was unfortunate. I brought it to the board in March, and you were graceful enough to accept the summer program, and thank you for that. But the training that had to have happened was in February, and in February we didn't know we were going to run a summer program. So when Miss Sally figured that out, she called and said, hey, can you let me take the training? And they said, no, there was no consideration for that, but they invited her to train for next year. So the result of that is that we could not serve lunch. We could serve breakfast because we had some milk that we had already ordered. We have some oranges, some granola bars that we had from when we ordered for the AZ Merit. And I think we're spending a few $100 just to make sure that we can get breakfast through. Breakfast is grab and go, so it's not like your traditional breakfast. And so we're also able to offer our students a snack middle of the day. And so there it is. It is an inconvenience, but I don't think it diminishes from the program.
Look like you were actually walking away with their apples and really eating them and not just throwing them. So
yeah.
That was a good thing. And so ParaPro, how's that going? You're not really doing it like you were going to, right?
The what?
The paraprofessional thing.
They're working closely with teachers, and they're focusing in on groups of students that may that may be a little bit further behind or a little bit further ahead. And the two employees that we did not need are the two cafeteria employees because we're not serving lunch.
Right.
Since Miss Sally is a 12-month employee, she is handling the breakfast and then she's handling her own duties. So we there was a cost saving there, and we didn't need to pay for the two cafeteria employees.
So are they still doing all of, like, from 8 to noon?
Well, they were last week, and they're done. So the only one in the cafeteria right now is Miss Sally.
But, I mean, the kids are 8 to noon, and then how long the teachers are here from when to when now?
No, the teachers are here Monday through Wednesday from 12:30 to 2:30. They do professional development. And then on Thursday, they leave with the students. And the students are here from 8 to noon.
But the teachers are here 2:30 to 3:30?
No, ma'am. From 12:30 to 2:30.
Or 12:30. Okay, gotcha. I thought that's what...
Beyond the school day.
Okay. And so to keep us updated, you know what we really... Because I know we haven't done summer school in a long time, and it always kind of winds down as the summer gets into it and people have vacation and stuff. So if you just kind of keep us updated on
Absolutely.
Those things. And I think the last time, because initially we were talking about 31,000... until when we were going to, before we added the other two teachers that we didn't add.
We didn't add.
And so thank goodness we didn't, right?
Because and we took away the one contract, the special activity contract that the two cafeteria employees were going to share.
Right.
So there's a cost saving there. Now we are spending like $300-$400 for extra breakfast items.
Right.
And that's coming out of the M&O budget.
Right.
But that I see that as just nominal.
So would you kind of keep us on board
Absolutely.
About the cost in the end and break down?
Because
I think the last time we were instead of at 31, we started. We were then moving up to 38 with the other two you were talking about bringing in. We didn't need those, so now we're down to like 28.
We're at 21.
21. Okay.
21 is the total cost, and that includes professional development. That is the whole thing.
Okay. All righty. I know. I hope that it holds. And again, people, kids get busy in summer and water and all that, sleeping in. So, perfect.
And then the rest of the report we've already talked about in terms of the IRS, Heinfeld Meach, and the custodians are on target with their cleaning schedule. So I think they'll be done with their cleaning July 25th,
okay.
Which is about the time the teachers start rolling in.
Okay. And you kind of see if you can find those other manuals from our other
yes.
board members, where we can have those. Because I don't want to have to spend $400 a piece for those sets, for three sets. And that'd be great if we could find those. And then we can update them. The thing I'm worried about is that the policy, those manuals, those don't have specific things that we didn't adopt from the state. And we have no way of going back on that other than...
No, we have the minutes from past meetings.
That's what I mean. We have to go through every minute from past meetings from years ago. To update our classroom size, things that were modified
from
the state.
So the minutes are in Ms. Horton's office. Those we have.
But see, that's what I'm saying, though, is that like when we would get a packet over the last few years, every packet that we got, let's say the state says, okay, we recommend your classroom size be this. And because we're a unique school, we only have, you know, K through 8, we wouldn't adopt what they said. We would change it to modify it to what our needs were. And so the only way that we could do that is to find the month we did it, the meeting we did it, and what changes we made. And that means literally going through every single agenda if we don't find those manuals. And to replace them, they said they wanted at least $400 for a set, which would be $1,200. And I copied the one up at Bisbee Office Supply, but it's by no means if the state does it, but I just would want to avoid trying to spend that. We can just find those old manuals and get them updated if we could. So that'd be really helpful. So thank you for your report, Mr. Morales. We appreciate that. We have a call to the public on item 6. Do we have anybody? No? We bore you guys out, city? All righty. We have no call to the public. So with that, and we have our next tentative meeting. And so I'm going to ask for a second to adjourn at 7:20.
Second.
Mr. Rommel seconds. Ayes.
Aye.
Good job.
Thank you.
Okay. So how is it doing on the teleconferencing? Was it difficult?
I can hear YouTube, but I can't hear that table.